Final score from Miami, Georgia Southern defeats Carver 119-43. Back on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Going to have quite a few players joining us as the Eagles improve to 6-2 on the season with their third consecutive victory. Ado Yubinami up first, 10 minutes of action, 8 points, 3 of 3 from the field, 2 of 3 at the line. You seem to play your best against Carver. What is it about these Cougars that brings out the best in Ado Yubinami?
I don't think it's just about the Carver, to be honest. You know, whenever coach tell me to like go in the game, I'm just ready to play. So, you know, who I am is just go out there, play my hardest. So I don't think it's just about Carver, to be honest.
You checked in very early against Carver in the first matchup. You came in with just under 15 minutes to play tonight. I know that you're not accustomed to getting in at that point of the contest, right. But mentally, how do you get yourself locked in when the game is to a point where it was?
You know, for like today, for example, at halftime, Coach Berg told me to just be ready during halftime. So, you know, I was mentally prepared, to be honest. But, you know, for me, to be honest, it's hard because, you know, I don't usually get in. It's hard to prepare, to be honest. But, you know, it's all about mental. That's what I think. And that's what I learned from Coach Berg. So, mental preparation is everything.
You guys have battled in practice every day, you specifically, most of the time on the scout team. How meaningful is it for you to be able to get these opportunities?
I mean, it really means a lot. I'm very thankful for Coach Berg, to be honest, this whole team. You know, we got a brand new team. And not going to lie, at first it was very hard to adjust, but, you know, we're starting to buy in. Everyone's buying in. And we saw that definitely yesterday against Florida International. And today, you know, we got a couple guys hurt, but everybody stepped in and we played good, to be honest.
You were coming here for 3 games in 4 days. You have the first two in the bag, a 6-2 record. Florida Gulf Coast coming up on Tuesday. How much do you guys need to improve to be able to take down the other Eagles on Tuesday night up at Fort Myers?
Yeah, we just still got to be unselfish, to be honest. So, we still sometimes struggle with just being a little bit selfish, to be honest. So, everybody just keep out of buying in, being unselfish, just move the ball in motion, and just mental toughness.
Ado, appreciate the time. Great stuff tonight, bud.
Thanks, Danny.
That's Ado Yubinami out of Mooresville, North Carolina. He scores 8 points in 10 minutes as Georgia Southern defeats the Carver Cougars by a score of 119-43. Cam Bryant going to come and join us, and what a night it was for the only true freshman on the roster. These are some gaudy numbers. Cam, 29 points in the game over a stretch of 23 minutes, 13 of 18 shooting, 3 of 5 from 3, just missed a double-double with 9 rebounds, also 2 assists. What worked so well?
Just being very unselfish. We were just playing, let the game flow. You know what I'm saying? Be humble. That's all, really.
This is an offense that's based on everybody needing to touch the ball, everybody setting screens, trying to set up everyone else. But for someone like you that did so well individually with 29 points, how did your teammates set you up so well?
Everybody set hard screens, you know, it was just a team effort, really.
Found that shot a little bit as well, knocking down 3 threes. You had 3 threes combined over the first 7 games of the season. What felt differently with the three-point shot?
I was just regular in the gym, like I said, in the process, throwing the club. Coach been giving me a little more, things like that.
You guys get 2 victories in back-to-back days. How tough was it to come back after last night's double overtime game and still have enough to beat Carver this game?
It was very tough. You know, Coach had us do, a lot of treatment and stuff after the game and stuff, get a lot of rest. I think that's it.
I'm sure in high school things are a lot different. I know you won a state championship last year, but most of the time you're the best player on the floor, and now you're dealing with a lot of guys who were the best player on the floor and having to bounce back and understand why taking care of your body is so important. What has it been like to go through that process just 8 games into your first season?
It's been hard, but, you know, with the team and everybody, all the veterans on the team, like Grant and Zach, they've been helping me out. It's been really easy with them helping me.
Most points by an Eagle freshman in 5 years, 29 of the game as Georgia Southern beats Carver 119-43. Great stuff. I'll hopefully talk to you on Tuesday up in Fort Myers.
Thank you, too.
That's Cam Bryant out of Dutchtown High School, bringing head coach Brian Berg before we take our next time out here on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up. Eagles now 6-2 on the season. It is the second 3-game winning streak of the campaign. You told me before the game it had to be about discipline. It had to be about having respect for the game. You got so many guys involved. What did you think about the performance?
Not to be critical, but we could have played a little bit better defense. I do like how we shared the basketball. Guys were extremely efficient, shooting 50 of 75 from the field. It's a high percentage. Thought we took quality shots, and then we also pounded the glass, which has been our identity early on. So I was really glad to get the second chance points. We're going to continue to harp on our defensive principles, continuing to try to guard for longer periods of time. So that's one area that we're going to continue to work on. We have 40 more minutes of basketball here in Florida.
I could ask you about shooting 75% from the field in the first half, but the fact that you had the lead on the glass at one point, 24-3, I don't know that I've ever heard that. To be able to dominate that category that can change so many games, what does that mean to this team?
It's just an effort stat. You have to go to the glass. You have to be relentless. You have to give second and third efforts. A lot of guys are buying into that. I know it's early in the season. That has to carry over to conference, and it has to carry over on Tuesday.
14 guys played. 13 guys scored against Carver for the second straight matchup, but the one I want to ask you about is a guy that I wasn't really expecting to see, and that's Geddy Uzupiatas. He makes his debut tonight. He hits the three about 8 minutes left in the first half to force a Carver timeout. What does having him in do for this team?
Well, I'm glad to see Geddy back on the court. You know, he's a hard worker. He's a pro's pro. He buys into the process. He has great leadership skills, been having a nagging back injury. But I was glad to see him out there on the court. He has the ability to stretch the court, which is going to allow driving lines for a lot of our guards. But his presence on the court was great. I think he's going to take a little time to get his wind back, but excited for him for the remainder of the season.
Not just how well he could shoot it, but the way he penetrated, he has a great feel for assists. He made a couple nice no-look passes tonight, too.
He has great court vision. He's a talented player. It's not just his shooting ability. He has the ability to bounce it. He has the ability to pass it and then sit down and defend, especially as a positional defensive player.
All right, Florida Gulf Coast is coming up on Tuesday, the third game in 4 days. We're going to head to Fort Myers tomorrow for that Tuesday night matchup inside Alico Arena. What will be the points of emphasis to get ready for the other Eagles to try to go 3-0 in Florida?
Danny, I focus on them one at a time. So we'll stay up late tonight. We'll get a chance to watch Florida Gulf Coast. I know they're well coached by Michael Fly. Mm-hmm. He does a phenomenal job. They're extremely athletic, just like the FIU team that we just played. So we'll have our hands full. We're going to put in some time, especially with the film work, allow guys to recover. Got some guys that are banged up after the FIU game. So we'll have a recovery, a day off, and then get ready to play on Tuesday night.
Appreciate the time. Great win.
Thanks.
Eagles improved to 6-2 with a 119-43 victory over Carver. We're back with more on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up after this from Learfield, IMG College.